Okay, today's class is sponsored again by Rabbi Avraham Meradian. Thank you. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here. The last thing we're learning about Keser, the Keser has two things. Okay, there's the magnifying glass, there's the mirror. There's an advantage of the mirror that you could see behind you, not, you know, so that in that respect it's greater. And that's, he says, that's the level of Keser. That when you, the purpose of the neshama coming down is really to do Ur Chayzer, to take the world and elevate it back to Kedusha. And he says that's how Keser is the two levels, Atik and Arich, that's intermediary between Hashem and the Yidden. So therefore, it's the lower level of Hashem, which is Atik, and then the lower level is Arich, and like we explained. Right. What?
They give a haskama. How come for a gaon they say aspaklaya? He's an aspaklaya.
Because the Moshe Rabbeinu was the level aspaklaya mida.
So the gaon who is giving the haskama,
no,
is at that level, right?
Yeah. Okay. So he says now lamid gimel and teira army kates second column middle of the page. So the bottom line is, in the neshama, in order to be able to receive godliness in Gan Eden, it needs the garments of the mitzvahs that it did in this world. So he explained, in order to additionally explain the levushim of the neshama in Gan Eden, the concept of the garments in Gan Eden, Yuvin Alpit Mashakotzer B'Zeir HaKodesh Parsha told us, will be understood based on what the Zeir says at the end of Parsha's told us, that the malachim, in order to, when they come into this world, like the malachim by Avraham Avinu, or the malachim by the Shimshin story, the birth, whenever they come into the world, they have to put on a garment, because the malachim are spiritual. And now a spiritual being, to become physical, like they did by Avraham Avinu, it's interesting. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim says that the visit of the Malachim to Avraham Avinu was not real. It was a vision. It was machze. It was a vision of the...
Which one?
The angels when they came to Avraham Avinu. So the Rambam writes in Meir Nevuchim that it was really a chizoyin, it was a nevuah, it wasn't a physical thing. But again, most people say it was a physical thing, like a pshat of the pasuk as they came. So he said,
they had them, didn't they offer them food?
Yeah, but that was all, he had never dreamed things. Okay, by Avraham Avinu, it was a nevuah. So he says, just like a neshama, in order to come into the world needs garments. So the same thing, the opposite. For neshama to be in Gan Eden, it needs garments. Why? V'kach yuvan behepach. Shekdei shaneshama tasik v'tenen miziv ha-shechina. In order for the neshama to understand and benefit from the shechina, tzorach liyiz gamkein, excuse me, aydei levush ruchni, it has to be through a spiritual garment. Ach l'cheir ein ha-moshul deyma l'nimshul. But the moshul similarly is not, the story of the Malachim is the opposite of the Neshama. Shai Neshama, excuse me, he adds him Ruchni, Vim Kain, Lo Metzricha Lovish, Lovush, Beshvil Asik Azif. Here, the Alter Rebbe says like this. Lucheira Dezer says that the garment of the Neshama in Gan Eden is similar to a garment that the Malach needs when he comes into the world. He said, but Lucheira is no comparison. Over there, the Malach is spiritual. He needs to come into physical. So therefore, he needs a garment. The Neshama is spiritual. Gan Eden is spiritual. It's all spiritual. So why does he need a garment? You know, the desire is likening a Malach coming into the world, it needs a garment, and the Neshama, Gan Eden, needs a garment. Lucheira, there's no connection. Yeah, but it's not. He says, "Achinyin ki ruchni is v'gashmi is." He says like this. This is very basic. He says, "Ruchni is in gashmi is. Shneim nivraim mechadosh miyayin liyesh." Gashmi is and ruchni is are both creations. Hashem created ruchni is shemayim,
and he created Aretz, which is Gashmias. Hashem created both. Like it says in the Pasuk, Chayisar Avram Zaken, Ayer Lukus, Ulamayla Miruchnias, Kamesh, Ulamayla Migashmias. So he says like this, the truth of the matter is, Ruchnias and Gashmias, compared to Hashem, are both equal. Like we said millions of times, Hashem is not spiritual, Hashem is not physical. If you say God is spiritual, like a normal person would say, because Hashem is spiritual, that's not true. Because that itself limits him, that he's spiritual and not physical. That itself is a limitation. Hashem is not limited. Secondly, if Hashem is spiritual, how in the world can he create physical? If he's Ruchni, how can he create Gashmi? Therefore, we must say, and this is basic Jewish belief, by the way, that Hashem is not Ruchnius and not Gashmius. He's above both. Not only is he above both, because he's above both, they're both equal. Therefore, he can make Ruchnius, he can make Gashmius, and he can combine them both together because he's above both. No, no, that's what he's saying. One second. Creations, which includes Ruchnius, even the world of Bria, which is Ruchnius, is Yeshmiayim. Atzilus, yeah, compared to lower, is Bittul. But Atzilus, compared to Teu and Ak, and all those higher levels, is also Yeshmiayim. That doesn't mean, because it feels the source versus not feeling the source, doesn't mean they're both not equal. You must say, by definition, that Hashem is neither, none of the above. What he is, we can't understand. We understand physical very well, spiritual a little bit, but we know spiritually, you can have a person spiritual, you know, you do spiritual things. But to understand what above both means, it's like we were explaining last night, you have an elephant through a needle hole, the eye of a needle. Yeah? So if somebody would ask the question, how would Hashem do it? Ask a Jew in the street. Okay, the Gemara says it's possible to put an elephant through the eye of a needle. Yeah? So how would a normal person think? Either God will shrink the elephant or broaden the eye of the needle. That's the way a normal person would do it. But that's not true, because then it's not God. Hashem is able to take the peel, the elephant, as in the shape and size of the elephant, and put it through that tiny needle hole. Why? Because Gashmius limits that 100 pounds, I mean 10 feet by 10 feet, cannot go through a millionth of an inch. Yeah, but that's in the restrictions, limitations of Gashmias. But if you have Lamaila above that you could put an elephant in the eye, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, of course it doesn't make sense. That's why we're not God. But by definition, Hashem's ability of putting an elephant, because if he shrinks the elephant, then it's not an elephant. And if he broadens the eye of the needle, it's not the eye of a needle anymore. So he's not putting an elephant through the eye of a needle. He's putting in a tiny thing through a tiny hole. When you say nimnam nimnois, like we were discussing last night, the bottom line of it is that could be. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe asked the question, if a neshama is ruchnius, why does it need a garment to be ruchnius in Gan Eden? So the Alter Rebbe is saying, because ruchnius of Gan Eden, the gili of Hashem, even though it's only a rare, but it's still a gilu of the Shechin, of the Hashem, that is above Ruchnis and Gashmis. Therefore, he says, Sehu ha-magbil o-shoves, this is what we say in Halot. Ha-magbil o-shoves, Hashem is high from sitting up, lo-shoves from sit. Ha-magbil o-shoves means he's above the level of Gavoa from sitting, yet, ha-mashpili lirez b'shamayim v'adis, he lowers himself to come into heaven and earth. L'chein, k'dei sh'tasi gilui zemamish. In order for a neshama to understand this concept of above ruchnius and gashmius, he actually is k'mayidei levush mimaisa mitzvahs.
It has to be through a garment of mitzvahs. Why is the garment of mitzvahs? He says like this. V'hinei omer azal, Chazal tells what's going on in Gan Eden. Tzadikim yeshvim. Tzadikim as city. V'atrasayim b'rashem. The crowns are on their head. V'nanim iziv pirish. Nanim iziv ugili musaziv mamish. That's asparklaya mi'ira. In the Gan Eden is asparklaya mi'ira. They feel the essence. Hasogas hamush mamish aidei alavushim imya mitzvahs through the garment of mitzvahs. Why? Because it's an interesting point. What are mitzvahs? Mitzvahs, l'cheiru, why are mitzvahs a garment for above gashmias and ruchnias? In order to absorb a level higher than gashmias and ruchnias, he says you must have mitzvahs and the stomach can't do it. Why? It's very simple. Because what are mitzvahs? Physical objects becoming spiritual. Now, the unity of spiritual and physical, which are by definition more contrast than fire and water that can never be combined, can only come from a level which is above ruchnis and above gashmis. So when a Jew does a mitzvah, after Matan Torah, by the way, obviously, when Hashem took off the barrier, and then gashmis is able to become ruchni, and ruchni can become gashmis, so the action of a mitzvah is the garment for that to happen, because a mitzvah, by definition, is the unity of spiritual and physical, which can only come from a level above both. The Chassidus explains about Purim that a miracle dressed in nature is greater than a miracle that's not dressed in nature. Which means Purim, which is an unbelievable miracle, but it's dressed in nature. The wife was Esther, Mordechai was chief of staff. I mean, you know, you can put it into a mirror, into a natural book. It's greater than Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem broke nature. Water flows, Hashem broke the nature. Okay, big deal. Here is a combination of miracle and nature together. Combining miracle and nature together is greater than breaking nature. Because breaking nature, you're a little bit greater than nature, you break it. I'm stronger than you, I could break you. Ruchni is stronger than Gashmi, so you can, a miracle stronger than nature, so you can break it. But to combine the two together, that has to come from a level above both.
But the first one is more.
That's why the first question is more wow. Because we're wows. No, really. We're more wows. What? But the truth of the matter is, it's the opposite of what we think. Okay?
That's why
the Alter
Rebbe wanted the ship to.
That's why the Alter Rebbe wanted the ship to stop to do Kiddush Levanah. Because he stopped the boat to Pearl. But not to do the mitzvah, to show that he could stop it. The mitzvahs have to be in Gashmias. So of course, wow is wowing. That's why Ruchnias is more people. It says by the Alter Rebbe, in Yiddish the expression was, one second, by the Alter Rebbe it says, it's gewalgit nisim unter den Tisch und keine sich nicht eingebringen zu feben. It said, now the Rebbe's time, miracles were flowing all over, rolling all over the floor. Constant miracles. And nobody bothered to pick them up. Why? So Chassidus explains, because to do a miracle, you have to be one tefach, one hand breath higher than the world. If you're a little bit above nature, you can do miracles. Chabad Chassidus is a lefcha chochma, lefcha bina, a thousand levels of bina. What is one tefach compared to a 2,000, even 2,000 amas, let's say, it's more than that. But what's one hand? To do a miracle, you have to be a little bit big deal, so you do miracles. The chassidim weren't impressed.
They were used to it, rather.
Yeah, but they weren't, not because they were used to it. It didn't mean anything to them.
Why?
Because they're a much higher level. That's why in Chabad. Yeah. Now you hear a miracle. It's a miracle story of a Rebbe, of a tzaddik. Ooh, it's very well, you know, it's impressive. That's only for people that need to be impressed on that level.
When you tell a Chabadnik, they're not impressed.
They're not impressed because Chassidus is like Dalai Rebbe is saying over here. A miracle breaks nature. To bring a lukus into Seichel, especially Dalai Rebbe's thing of Chabad, you take the infinite God and put him in a small book. This is, you're taking, you're combining infinite and finite simultaneously. That's a much greater level than a hoo-ha of a miracle.
As far as the Hashem is concerned, the result are the same.
Everything. Because from Hashem's perspective, ain't able body. There's nothing. There is nothing. It's all the same.
And that's what the Rebbe would tell the lady, go to see a doctor. For pregnancy.
Because you need to...
otherwise you could say, okay, hey, you're pregnant.
And that's why the Rebbe told those college kids when they were by the Rebbe, there's a lot of stories with the pen, the eraser. You know? So one of the things they said to the Rebbe, we heard that you do miracles, can you show us a miracle? So what did the Rebbe answer them? The Rebbe said, if you leave this room and you become a better person, there's no greater miracle than that.
You underestimated it. That was very patronizing, condescending. Meaning that I don't see you guys...
No, I'm saying if you leave this room, I put just the opposite. He elevated them. He said, if you leave this room a better person than you were before you came into the room, meaning you're constantly growing, there's no greater miracle than that. Leaving your nature, we were discussing last night also, leaving your nature is a miracle.
But that implies that you don't have the aptitude to.
Opposite. The opposite.
It takes a miracle. What this miracle means that you don't have
That's what I'm saying. A miracle is not hoo-ha. That's what the Rebbe is teaching them. A miracle is a, whoa! No. A miracle is you change your nature, meaning you become a better person. By definition, means changing your nature. That is the ultimate miracle.
You do.
Every Jew can do miracles. Okay, so he says...
The opposite of what I said.
I know.
He wants to fight.
No, I mean...
That's fine.
I was wrong.
Could you take it? That's a first.
And probably the last. He says, Achat Raseyem. I told you that kid said to me in New York, he said, I love when that class that you gave and the guy's something and you said you're wrong. Or so he said, you're always wrong. Okay, anyway, Achat Raseyem Obchinis Makif. And but the crown on the head, what's the level? Again, when the Gemara uses physical expressions to bring out a spiritual point, you have to understand the concept because it's not, it says, Tzaddikim sit with the crowns on the head and they're benefiting from the Shekhinah. Now, there's no sitting there. And there's no crown. What do you think? They're wearing a dunce cap on their head. Torah uses an expression. Chazal Torah uses an expression. Tzaddikim sitting. And their crowns are on their head. And they're enjoying the Shekhinah. Now, what does that mean? We picture it. Okay, they're sitting on a comfortable chair, you know. And they have this nice crown, a nice hat on their head. A nice Borsellino on their head. And they're benefiting from the Shekhinah. Obviously, it doesn't mean that. What does it mean, Tzaddikim Yeshvim? Yeshvim is two things. Number one, when you sit, you're lower than when you stand. When you stand, you're taller. And then when you sit, you're lower. Number one. Secondly, when you sit, it means his yashvus. Like this week's parasha. Vayeshev Yaakov.
Settle down.
Meaning... Tzaddikim Yeshvim means that level is in a plenius. In a plenius. That doesn't mean they're sitting. I mean, it's ridiculous even to think that Shaman Gan Eden is sitting. And then the Alter Rebbe said, what does it mean at the same b'sheim? He says, b'chinas makif, which is higher than the ziv that they understand. Therefore, ne'ein nimshachet b'chinas gilui kim al-der choriya. Aydei esplak v'l'shein amiro b'she'ein musik. Hamo'u shalanir rak al-derech b'yad adim an-neviyam adama, and therefore it's called a Torah. A Torah means there's a level in Gan Eden which is a makif level. In other words, there is a level in Gan Eden that they're not able to fully grasp because there's still creatures, there's still creations. They're not fully able to grasp this concept of the essence of Hashem, which is higher than both things together.
How could Ziv have makif?
Huh?
It's already a Ziv.
That's why there's two things. Nanim Miziv Hashchina, and there's a level that they don't have. Atusem Ber Hashem. It's a level of makif. So in Gan Eden is a makif level and a panini level.
So there is, besides Ziv Hashchina, there is a level of higher Ziv Hashchina.
Correct.
That they go.
That's what he says. There's a level in Gan Eden that they have the essence of the Ziv, which or is Me'en Amor, or it is the power of the source.
Ziv is the glow.
Ziv is the ray. But the ray is the essence. Because the ray reveals what the sun is. You look at the outside now, you know it's sunlight. How do you know? Maybe it's not, maybe it's moonlight. Because you know, the sun reveals the source.
So
the light reveals this.
Magic is
the VIP. Oh. Yeah. Okay, and he says, four lines from the end of the page. Vizau, and that's the inyan of Ner Mitzvah. Of Ner Mitzvah. Inyan Ner Elkim Nishma Sodom. I know, based Bechinus, at the beginning of the Maimir, the Alter Rebbe said, a Nisham is called Ner, Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom, and Mitzvah is called Ner Mitzvah. Okay? And the Alter Rebbe didn't explain it. Now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain those two things. He says like this: "Zeh inyan ner mitzvah, ve'inyan ner lekim nishmas adam, haynu beis bechinas ner." There's two types of ner. He's going to explain one's aspaklaya hameira, and one's aspaklaya she'ein hameira. Okay, he says, "Echad aspaklaya meira, beis aspaklaya she'ein hameira." He says like this, v'inyan kihine b'ner, and a normal candle. Again, when Torah gives an analogy of something, it's a mashal in all aspects. A mitzvah is called ner, and a neshama is called ner. Now, what is the definition of a candle? You have the oil, and you have the wick. Together, it becomes ner. Right? Without a wick without oil, oil without a wick, and the flame, obviously, is not a ner. So he says like this: When in kihine b'ner yeshemen upsila ubeis gavna erd. There's two, all the way at the bottom of the page.
Yes.
There's the oil and the wick, and there's two types of erd. Nara uchma shala psila v'nehera chiyura. There's a darker flame. Okay, when you have a flame, the bottom part of the flame is the darkest part of the flame. And then when it goes up, it becomes lighter. It's blue and yellow and then like whitish even. Yeah? So he says, Vine ha'ur shir shahu ikard haner neches b'psila dafka. What's holding on onto the wick? He says, the primary ur is the one holding onto the wick. The one that's actually on the wick. Avoshem and built the Avshashiyachas by the Atzmaiki, my day Psila. Okay, so he says like this it's a physical phenomenon. Okay? You can't light oil unless you massive fire, burn the whole thing. But you want to make a fire, you can't just light oil. The fire is on the wick, not on the oil. In fact, the flame doesn't touch the oil, b'chlal. It touches the wick. But the oil is what becomes consumed in the fire. In other words, the fire is burning the oil, not the wick. The wick doesn't get burnt. The oil gets burnt. So he says like this. Aval Hashem imbilti ev sheyachas b'yayar ba'atzmei. You can't have a fire on the oil itself, only through the psila. Mikamakim, nevertheless, Hashemin hu nichle ba'ar, the oil is what becomes consumed in the flame. Vayidei psila echad nichle shemin harbi. And one little wick can burn a lot of oil. What's so funny?
We have the same word in Persian. Pitila, pitile.
Okay.
And therefore,
it's all the same thing.
Well, I'm sure Hebrew came from Farsi. So he says, "Kachini Maisa Mitzvah Beilam Azeh." Okay. So the same thing, mitzvahs in this world are the level of oil. Like it says in Zohar by the story of the Yanuka, this little kid in Parshas Balak, Vayinu Shemen Mishchas Kedesh. It's the oil of holiness that comes from Chochmila V'Ratzon Elyon. He said, Achshim E, Achshim Nishtal, Shuviyodu B'Gashim Mitzbeilam Azeh. So in other words, like this, Shemen Mishchas Kedesh is a level of Chochmah, that's the source in Ruchni is for the Neshama. But when it comes into this world, which is the nefesh ulekis that does the mitzvah. The nefesh ulekis is actually the wick that burns the oil of kedusha of chokhmah of the highest levels up there to be able to become consumed in gashmias.
Transforms the oil to light.
Correct, but the oil becomes consumed in the flame, which means. Again, in the spiritual level, the oil becomes bottle and becomes one with the essence, which is the flame. So the neshama is the wick that's doing the mitzvah, and that makes the kedusha of the mitzvah together with the neshama become one with Hashem.
It's all tefillah and the light.
It's all one. It's all one. One second, we're not done yet. V'azu mam shubem gil yoren tzav baruchu. And then you bring down a look. Okay, we continue.
Do we have chassidus tomorrow? Tomorrow is davening is 7:30 and
8:30. Yes, chassidus will be like 8:15.
They are fighting me over the time.
What time? Chassidus,
Rabbi? 1 minute. Davening tomorrow is 7:30 and 9.
9.
Oh, 7:30 and
9. 9. Why 9:30?
9.
Didn't see 9:30.